Pressure and support begins in 3, 2, 1.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Nurture and Support. I'm going to call this the Tech Edition, though it's not really, just from my standpoint. But I am Mel at Karmic9 on Twitter. And as always, here is Kelly Toole. Come on down. Like the Price is Right in here.
That's the most enthusiastic introduction to date. I'm going to have to prep up for the next show. Hi, everybody. This is Kelly Toole at KellyThuL on Twitter. And glad to be back and glad to be introduced and interested to know why this is the tech show.
Because our regular listeners will remember a few episodes back when I was having a meltdown about Windows 8, having to work on my laptop. And basically, I've been building a new computer and messing with tech stuff. And so my recommendations will all be tech related today because that is the world I have been immersed in lately and I couldn't come up with anything else. So there you have it.
Excellent. So you are not on Windows 8 for this broadcast, which means you'll be in a much better mood. You're still on Windows 8, right?
I am. Oh. I know. I let someone I won't name talk me into getting Windows 8.1 because, you know, Windows isn't going to go backwards, so I better just suck it up and get used to it. So anyway, yes, I paid actual money for Windows 8.1. It's so depressing, but I'm making myself get used to it, and it's horrible.
Yeah, actually, it appears Windows is going to continue to go backwards. They're just not going to let you use previous versions.
So. That's true. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah, so anyway, no, I'm still not happy with Windows 8, but I am going to be a big girl and suck it up and get used to it. I hate it, though.
We're going to premiere a new format, right?
We are. We're going to shorten up the show a little bit for everybody. We're going to go to one recommendation, and our social media recommendations, and we might throw in a little bonus rec now and again, or a bonus unrecommendation. We haven't really done any of those lately, but they might be coming back.
Yeah.
You never know. So all of that's geared towards making things a little bit easier on us and shortening things up a little bit for all of you out there who might not want to listen to us drone on for an hour, but there you go. That Breaking Bad episode was totally worth an hour, though, really.
Absolutely. Yeah, and thank you for those of you who did it. Mel and I were a little worried going into it. We were both very, very passionate about Breaking Bad, and we know there's a group of folks out there that are likewise, but there's also folks that have seen it who might not have been, like, super excited to listen to why Mel and I like it. But that we had a nice level of listenership on that episode, so thank you very much for those who did listen. That was fun. I could do another one and talk about Breaking Bad
more. There was so much that we didn't talk about or, you know, in the moment, like I forget to talk about. I really wanted to talk about that Ozymandias promo that they had done, but I totally forgot about it, but I put it up on the blog post for anyone who missed it.
Yeah. And so maybe we'll do a Breaking Bad spoiler episode because we behaved ourselves as best we could in the episode and tried not to spoil it for anyone who hadn't seen it. So we stayed out of it. But maybe we can do another one that's all about spoilers and we'll just let it rip.
We'll ruin it for all of you.
Yeah. So, but we can warn them. We can say the super spoiler edition or something like that.
Yeah. So, I guess that's enough talk about last week. We will jump into this week's episode, and I think it's my turn to start off again, I believe.
Correct.
So, we're going to jump into my tech recommendations here. Like I said, I've been building a new computer, and I just want to start off and say that for any of you out there who think that that's like really, really, really hard, it's not as bad as you might think it is. Most of us, I want to say, probably get into building our own stuff because gaming, especially PC gaming back in the day, is a very expensive habit. And if you don't build it yourself, you can't possibly afford to do it. So I think it's fun. I like looking at all the tech specs and picking out what video card to get and what motherboard and what blingy case to get to put your blingy little lights and everything in. But that's not everybody's thing. I don't buy a lot of stuff. You know, I don't do a lot of chick type shopping, so there's my tech stuff for you. I like to shop for motherboards and video cards.
So I'm interested. What does Mel Bling look like on a on a computer?
This one is a very sedate build. I went with a Define R4 case, which is a case built specifically to be quiet. And I have to tell you, I have to keep checking it to make sure that it's actually on because it is virtually silent. It's a plain black case. I didn't even go for the one with the window on it, which is a shame because my motherboard lights up red. So
Cool.
you can't see it. But yeah, I actually, as I've gotten older, I don't do the bling so much. I had some cool blingy ones back in the day, but not anymore. So I had to embrace my age, I'm sorry. And the fact that all those flashing lights will keep me up at night because I'm very light sensitive. So anyway, to the recommendation, the place that I go to buy most of my stuff and to research this and that is Newegg.com. They've been around forever. They're based in California. It is basically the tech world's kind of Amazon. They've actually even started up a pro service that you basically, it's like paying for a Prime account. You give them a membership fee and you get free 2-day shipping. But they cover everything any sort of tech enthusiast would like, especially PC builders, but they do cameras, phones, they've gone off and embraced everything. I think they even have like kitchenwares and stuff now. But it is a great place to go to look at not only getting pretty good deals because they have sales all the time. If you sign up for their newsletter, you'll get coupons for different things. They love to tell you when things are on sale. They'll even send you a text message every day. For me, it's at about 10 o'clock every day with that day's shell shockers going with the egg theme, where they have certain items that are on sale every day at a certain time. They're in the business of selling things and they do a good job of helping you spend your money to buy them. But they have everything, even kitchen gadgets, which I also love kitchen gadgets too. But they sell console games, not just PC game stuff, but all the console games. They sell games and, of course, motherboards, memory, CPUs, video cards, monitors, anything that you need for a computer, Newegg will sell it. And one of the great things that they have is on a whole bunch of their products, they have, when you go to the product page, they have done a video that shows you basically a 360 of the product. They review the product. They have somebody go through all of the specs of the product and tell you why it might help you and why not. And I find since a lot of the people that shop at Newegg are tech-minded, going through the reviews there is very helpful to see the problems that other people have had with a particular piece of hardware that might impact you or give you an idea of why it might not work out for you. So Newegg is a great place to go buy hardware. I have another sort of recommendation to go with that. To go and do more research on hardware that you might be looking for, and that is a website called tomshardware.com. They do reviews on everything out there that's computer related, and they do smartphones. And the best thing about them is they have some very helpful forums if you're having trouble with a particular, you know, like I bought a video card that is apparently not working properly. And they're a good place. Their forums are full of a lot of really knowledgeable people who can help you figure out whether the problem is with the device or the problems with your computer, things like that. You also can go run your specs. If you're new at building, they're very friendly to noobs that are trying to do things like that. And if you want to run your specs past them of the devices that you think you're going to get and all put together, and they'll tell you, you know, whether that's a good use of your money or not. So if you're into building PCs specifically for gaming, the cost to performance ratio is really important. And a lot of these people have it down to an art form as to what is going to give you the most bang for your buck. So it's a good place to start out to look if it's something that, if it's a hobby that you would like to get into, and I will warn you, it's a little bit of an expensive hobby, but in the end, it's well worth the time and the money that you put into it, because I love my computer. It's like another member of my family. Newegg and TomsHardware.com will help you with all of your PC building needs.
I've been hesitant to ever build my own. You're getting me a little braver towards it. I'm not sure if I'll do that on the next one or not, but I'm at least considering it. When you start to kind of solve that problem, I mean, and I know it's all kind of interrelated, but so you go for a good gaming system. Is it, do you start, is there anything that jumps out first? Is it motherboard, video card, RAM, processor, or is it really all of those things and kind of finding that right mix?
To me, the motherboard is the most important thing you're going to buy. Now, often your processor, and if you're going for gaming, your video card and your processor are likely to be the most expensive things that you put in there. The motherboard, though, without a good motherboard, nothing else works together. The motherboard is the, like it sounds, it's a board, it's a computer board, that everything else plugs into. So if you get a crappy motherboard, things aren't going to work as well as you want them to. I usually go for, unfortunately, spending a good chunk of money to get the best that I can do so that I don't have to do it all of the time. Everybody has their own method of doing it. My computers that I do this way tend to last me at least a couple of years. My last one that I'm having to replace lasted about 4 years, and I think I actually could probably get it working again. The problem is that the technology is outdated and it's hard to find some of the old stuff that I need to put into it. And at that point, you sometimes have to pay a whole lot to get that really old stuff because it's hard to come by. And I can't stand spending that kind of money to buy something that isn't very tech savvy these days. But the motherboard, I think, is the most important thing. It's often not the most expensive. Motherboards can be, but you can usually get a motherboard for around $60 to $100. You're going to get a decent motherboard. Now, you can go up and spend up to $300 on a good gaming motherboard if that's your thing. If you're starting out, I wouldn't start out there. If you are going to try to start out there, then you need to do a lot of research. If you're just going to do your first build at that. But I'd start your first build. I might start with a workstation just so you can see, hey, you plug all this stuff into this motherboard and you turn it on and holy crap, it works. And you didn't have to go pay Best Buy anything. So
be cool.
You do have to do a little of your own tech support and issues like that, but it really is not as hard as a lot of people seem to think it is. Most of this stuff is made to be pretty user-friendly. But if you want to get all up in there with changing all of the settings, my gosh, changing your RAM settings on your memory and overclocking and all of that, it can get really complicated. But it doesn't have to be. You don't have to do all of that if that's not where you're going for. I like to get ones that, as they age, I can start overclocking them to keep up with the new games that are coming out. But I don't usually start out overclocking. I try to get a tech level high enough that I'm doing pretty good. And then as they age, I can start manipulating things to keep them going.
Gotcha.
That's cool. My method anyway.
Well, we didn't synchronize our recommendations, but we end up with a theme, and that it's building stuff. Will be, I guess, this that's a catchy title for this podcast, for this one, building stuff theme. But my recommendation is related to a site that gives you all sorts of tips. I don't know if it gives you tips on how to build a good gaming system, but it gives you tips on many other things. The site is called Instructables, www.instructables, Instructables, like the word instructable, instructable.com. And it has several major sections, which includes a technology section. So maybe there's something in there. Workshop.
I believe they have a lot of stuff on there about building Raspberry Pi little robots, which is something I haven't tried to do yet. I love that site.
Yeah, it is very cool because there's technology workshops, a living, food, play, and outside are their main characters. But it is it's a great site. It kind of has a Pinterest feel to it initially, without all the wedding dresses and stuff. And that there's like the photo, you get kind of these little tiles of photos of the different things. How to create a home security system using cell phones. How to create, so if you remember in Beetlejuice, the large concrete chair, there's instructions if you want to build that concrete chair from Beetlejuice, how to do that. What I like particularly about the site, so the variety of things they have is great, but then for each one, each section, they start you off with saying, to do this project, this is what you're going to need, and it's a nice comprehensive list of all the supplies you're going to need. And then they go step by step through the process to do it, and a pretty active Q&A session as well. There's a you can become a member, and there's the community aspect to it. So you can, if you try a couple of these projects and want to interact with folks, you can do that. They also have a number of contests that they run off of the site as well. And ironically enough, one of the projects inside of Instructables is how to win an Instructable contest. So apparently, if you want to get into that, you can. But they'll have contests on come up with the best lamp, or come up with the best green idea, or made by bees is another category where so it has to be something made from honey or bees or those types of things from there. Solar powered stereo cooler. Now, so there's an idea for you. So there's a project there, but it's just fascinating things. I am far, far from ever becoming serious in the world of cosplay. I did get a chance to attend a Comic-Con fairly recently in Chicago, and for one day, thanks to Mel's awesome knitting work, I was able to pull a fairly reasonable Jane from Firefly off. And I think I really benefit by the fact that he seems to be a little bit clueless, which was like right in my wheelhouse. And so I could kind of walk around clueless, and it was working. I had a good hat. So these were the key things from there. But there does appear, if you're into some of that, there seems to be quite a bit of, here's how to make realistic horns, or if you're going to do a robot thing, these types of things. So it's a nice site. There's a lot of these out there. I may recommend another one down the road, but this one is good because the variety of projects is really strong. You've got this community piece if you want to kind of interact with folks. You've got a contest piece to do it as well, and it's just kind of a fun site. There's a section building up on 3D printing in this site, which still is a concept I've yet to really fully grasp is 3D printing, but maybe this will help me a little bit. But it's a good site. It's got a lot of fun content to it. And like I said, depending on where you go, and it's not just tech, and it's not just goofy, cosplay. There's food in there as well. There's some sort of vegan strawberry parfait, which okay.
Yeah,
So
one of
my
my
question.
favorite things on Instructables is it is a dragon cake. It is how to it's a cake. You know how all those cake artists make all these wonderful, awesome cakes? There's one on there that is a dragon laying down with all these little eggs around it, and how to do it with fondant and things like that. It's one of my favorite ones. But yeah, I love that website. Haven't
Oh,
successfully made anything off of it yet, but I sure like to look because they like steampunk over there too.
do they?
Oh
They
yes,
do.
there's all sorts of steampunk. There's a steampunk, and especially, it's getting about time that the serious Halloween people should be really, really getting into their Halloween plans. And if you like to build things or like to do cool stuff in your yard for Halloween, Instructables has got you covered. They have all sorts of things on there about making big animatronic things, even just there's a steampunk pumpkin that I know I have a link for somewhere that's on there. It's really cool. They have all sorts of stuff. It's awesome.
Yeah, and a simple search on Instructables on Steampunk will bring up many of those things as I'm doing right now during the, and it's just it yeah quite a bit. Steampunk goggles and a nice ray gun. Yeah, Lots of very cool things. So, good time waster again. Those seem to be a theme of mine. But you know, it actually has some pretty clever ideas out there. And we all have many cell phones. Many of us have past editions of cell phones around the house. You're like, oh, what do I do with this thing? Well, it's got a camera and a Wi-Fi connect. There's probably some pretty cool things you can do with it, and maybe they can help you out with it. So, yeah. Something to look at there. So that would be my recommendation for the week.
All right. Yeah, I like that. Especially some of the people have like videos to go along with their stuff. But if YouTube videos don't really give you enough explanation sometimes for things, they give you step-by-step written out directions. So if that's your thing and you understand better that way, then Instructables is most definitely for you. It's a great website. I'm glad you brought that up. See, I forget about these things. I sit there and go, I don't know what to recommend this week. And there you go. You come across one of my favorite websites.
Cool. Yeah, boy, it did do a serious amount of steampunk.
I know. They love steampunk over there. Yeah. I love looking at all of it. I'm not very good at making any of it. And someday if I ever win the lottery, of course I'd have to play to win. I want a 3D printer because that just intrigues me. I'm going to make all sorts of things.
Yeah, I think it could be an amazing thing. I don't understand them yet enough to. It is definitely, but it does seem like a remarkably cool deal. So
it's almost like magic.
Maybe we can run a Kickstarter for Nurture and Support to get us a 3D printer so we can figure it out.
Yes, tell us in the comments if you would give to our Kickstarter to give us a 3D printer so we could play with it. We might make prizes that we could give away.
That's right. Yeah, so it would be a gift that kept on giving there. We'd be giving back to the listeners. So excellent idea.
Oh, and I think on that note, it's time to move on to social media recommendations, or did you have anything else to add?
Nope, I'm good.
Oh, okay, I'm going to cheat a little bit on my social media recommendation this week. Mine is going to be for a YouTube channel, and my earlier recommendation of Newegg.com. They have an account on YouTube that's Newegg TV. They've got all sorts of little video shows on there that are about current events in tech, things like that, in addition to all of their videos that they do to explain new motherboards or video cards or give you a in-depth look at some new computer case that you might be looking for. So Newegg TV on YouTube, if you're tech-minded, will give you all sorts of neat things to watch and listen to. Check them out.
Very cool. We're on a theme here again, too. I'm going to also recommend a YouTube channel for folks to subscribe to.
My God, it's almost like we plan this stuff, though we don't.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't spoil that. Let people think that we have that level of coordination. But I believe my very first social media recommendation was Annie Colbert on Twitter. It was Annie Colbert on Twitter. And she's awesome. She writes for Mashable. She is a big Muppet fan and just hilarious. So we've been connected on Twitter for some time, and she's just incredibly cool. She does a little bit less on Twitter now and kind of doing things more in the blog and that environment. And something that I had totally missed until recently is that she has started this awesome channel on YouTube that's called Five Facts. And she does it with a gentleman. I want to make sure I know Annie. So that's it. But I want to kind of make sure that I give the appropriate prep. Matt Silverman. There we go. Sorry. And Matt Silverman is at Matt Silverman on Twitter with a dash in between the Matt and the Silverman. But so she and Matt Silverman do this five facts thing. And it's really well produced. They're funny. They've got good chemistry. I stumbled across it because they did a five facts on Minecraft here recently. And it was a pretty fun one to go through and hear about the different Minecraft. They give a little of the history, how the creeper came about. It was originally a pig, but they got the horizontal and vertical axes mixed up. And so they turned it green and made it a villain. So that was kind of cool. About halfway through this episode, Will Wheaton shows up. and joins them for some. And so first thing I learned is Will is sporting a fairly significant tattoo on one of his arms that I had never seen until this video, but it's a pretty ornate deal. But he was on because they had incorrectly in a previous Star Wars episode, they had they were giving some fun trivia facts, five facts on Star Wars. One of the facts they gave was that Yoda's species was never named, and he was the only one of his species ever to appear in the Star Wars movie canon so far, which Twitter blew up and YouTube blew up saying, "Hey, what about Yaddle?" Because you may not remember from Phantom Menace, because a lot of us are blocking a lot of Phantom Menace out of our minds, but the early Jedi Council featured another Yoda species, apparently a female named Yaddle, who I don't believe even had any lines, but she was sitting there in the first Jedi Council that we saw in Phantom Menace. So Will came on because it's. Go ahead.
They're probably like me though, and they like to pretend that all of those movies didn't happen. See, Star Wars started at episode 4.
Yeah, and then we'll have to see if we can consider it continued on after episode 7, but or 6 or 8. But hopeful 7s. I still think there's a chance that this is going to be pretty awesome. So
I'm hoping so. I'm hoping so. But I had high hopes for the others too, and it didn't work out.
So we'll see. We'll see. Hopefully, they will. But this five facts is really, really great. It's fun stuff. A wide variety of topics. The how to impress your friends. More on Wil Wheaton and the science of Star Trek. They've got all sorts of five worst gifts ever. And so, like I said, but it's a fun one. They're both. They both acquit themselves very well on camera. Good chemistry between them, and it's a fun thing. And the videos, they're running 4 to 6 minutes. I mean, they're not long. So that would be my social media recommendation.
All right. I will have to go check those out. I saw you do the link for the Minecraft one, and I haven't watched it yet. So that's funny. I will go watch. And I think that concludes our new format, folks. So love it, hate it. There you go. You can feel free to tell us about it in the comments
There you
or
go.
hit us up on Twitter. We will now insert Matt's lovely contact information for how everyone can get in touch with us, because see, we're getting ready to forget that that even exists anymore because Matt does it now.
You can contact us on our website, nurtureandsupport.net, or email us at nurtandsup@gmail.com. That's nurtandsupp@gmail.com. Or tweet us at nurtandsup on Twitter.
Thanks, Matt. And it was worth every penny.
Yes, it was. So we will talk to y'all next week, folks.
Thanks for listening.
Nurturing and supporting.